Okay, come learn daf Gemara. In daf Kufches Amar Aleph, Rish Chedish, Friday Rish Chedish, Tammuz. Says the Gemara over here, four lines from the top. Chaya, daf Kufches, Chaya ve'oif. We spoke about a Chaya ve'oif, of a trapping. So says the Gemara, Amar Avuna, Koisin tefillin al gabi oishol oif tor. You can write tefillin on the high. We're discussing now whether certain animals or creatures have skin or not. Bird definitely has skin, so therefore you can write film on the skin of a kosher bird. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my commercial, what are you trying to tell me? These are oil, that it has skin. Tanina, we learn clearly in the Mishnah. Hachayv ul-behen chayiv, if you cause a wound, you chayiv, and we said either because of coloring on a tilas and shamba, that must be that it has skin, as we learned before. Amar Abaye, tuvik commercial, this is a big chiddush. The imam must listen from the Mishnah. We would know that it has skin, but Havamina would have thought, Kivin is ben nikveh, nikveh, it's very porous. Loy, you cannot write on it to film because it's full of holes. Kamashalon, and come to teach you that what? Kidaambi Marav, they say in the West, and they just throw, kol nekev, any puncture, shadiyoy, oyveres, all of that you can write over it and it writes smoothly. Eino nekev, halachically, is not considered a puncture. I'll ask you a question. It says in the Pasuk that when you makir on the Mizbeach and you break open over the wings and the feathers, b'chnofav lahachshir es ha'oir. It says in the Pasuk that you bring on the Mizbeach the wings and the feathers and all that. That comes to teach you that you don't have to strip a normal animal by an oiler, you burn the entire animal's mizbech, but the hide goes to the kohenim. Not when it comes to a bird, because you take the feathers, you put it on, and the feathers are obviously attached to the skin. The east, like that, oilhu, if you tell me that take, it has halachically a status of skin, heichi marbe lukra, how can the pasuk be marbe? We know that skin you don't bring on the mizbech, it's like by an animal you don't bring in the mizbech. Amalei Abaye said, I understand the question. Oidu, it is skin, and therefore you can use it for tefillin. But by the animal you cannot use the skin on them. You don't put the hide of the animal on the mizbech. But Achamon Ravya, but the Torah clearly said you do. So that's it. Igidami, another version of this discussion was Amalei Abzeda Afanantin. I prove it to you that the skin of a bird has a din of skin. He said Bechnofel that Abzeda doesn't include the skin goes on mizbech. If you tell me it's skin, that's why we need this pasuk Hainu to eat a krol and buy. That's why we need the pasuk to include it. Why? Because by an animal you don't put the skin on the mizbech. Come to tell you by a bird you do. Eliyamir Lavo, you can tell me how logically the skin is not even called skin. Then I might eat a krol and buy. Why need the pasuk? Then it's part of the flesh. If it's not skin, it's flesh. So of course you put it on the mizbech. Amalei Abaye said, that's not a strong proof. The skin of an animal, of a bird is not skin. No, it's part of the flesh, so of course you put on the mizbech. I still need the pasuk to tell me, because I would have thought, even these big pizzas full of holes, mois, maybe it's not dignified to put it on the mizbech. Kamashlam, that you do. Mar, the son of Ravina, Asav Nachem Yitzchak, Mau lichtet tefillin, can you write tefillin? Agabi oir shel dog toy. Now we discuss the bird. What about a fish? Does the skin of a fish have the status of oir or not? Amulei, he said to him, Im yovi Eliyahu v'yoymer. When Eliyahu will come, he'll tell us. So the Gemara asked, My im yovi Eliyahu v'yoymer. What do you mean Eliyahu will come, he'll tell us? What Rashi explained the question is, Eliyahu is a malach. And if he's a malach, he cannot paskin because Torah leba shemaimi. Which obviously opens the question, everywhere in the Shas we say Teku, and everywhere in the Shas we say that Eliyahu will come and explain it, and over here suddenly you tell me that he can't because Lebe Shemayim me. So Sam Sefer explains in Chesh Mishman, it's true, there's a difference when Eliyahu is in the form of a Malach, Eliyahu comes down in the form of a human. When Mashiach will come, he'll be in the form of a human, of course he can paskin, because he's a person. But when he's in the state of a Malach, it's Teda Lebe Shemayim me. So he said, what do you mean Eliyahu will come and tell us? He'll tell us if it does have oil. Either less the oil. We can all see. We don't need him to tell us. We can see that it has oil. And technically, if you're not happy with what we see, we learned halachically it now. We learned at some ways a dog. We know that things that are not mekabel tumah, then if it's inside a oil and there's something inside it, it preserves it from mekabel tumah. It obstructs the tumah from passing through it. It impedes the tumah because it itself is not mekabel tumah. So we know that the bones of a fish, not the bones of an animal, but the bones of a fish are not mekabel tumah. So the bone of fish, the oiloi, and the skin of a fish, matzilin ba oil hames. Why? They protect by oil hames. And anyways, amakabu tumah is protecting. So we see that it's not just the flesh of a fish; it's oil. It's a separate thing. It has in the oil. Ella. So what do I need to? What's the yogin tell us? El im yovel yovel omno tell us ipaska zumene, that all the dirt and waste from it get removed. Eloi paska zumene. But even though it's toyed, is there still some like zuma there that you cannot? It's not dignified to use it for trillin or not. More tells a story that Shmuel the Karna, the Shmuel and Karna, have a yasvi on sitting agudinor malko. They were sitting on the shore of Nahar Malko. That was the name of the river. Chazina Lamaya, and it was a river that was going from Eretz Yisrael towards Babel. Chazina Lamaya, they saw the water, the Kodoli, that the water was rising via Kiri and it was dirty. Now Rashi and Tosfos have very different pshatim. It's interesting why. So Rashi says that they saw the waves going up and down, but he also saw that there was no wind. There was no wind. And he saw that the water was muddy. And therefore, so what he saw basically was there was no wind, and he saw that the waves are going very high. Why would the waves go high when there's no wind? Obviously, it's a ness. Why would David should make a ness? So must be, and he had Ruach HaKadosh, that there was a great person coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. And how did Shmuel know? Purely Ruach HaKadosh. There's no other way possible. Tosfos and most of Shoinim say, how did Shmuel know? So therefore, they learn, no, impossible. That they learned that Shmuel heard that a person is coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. And therefore he saw that the river was very muddy. So he knew that people drink water from the river. So he knew that person is going to get sick. And therefore he wants to help him. Not like Rashi, looked like a Parshdi, that Shmuel had a Ruach HaKadosh, and he figured that a great man was coming, and the water, and the reason why the Eibishter made this miracle that there were waves, and even though there was no wind, was because because he had problems going to the bathroom, or he had diarrhea, so therefore he would the Eibishter lifted the water all around him that nobody would see as he was excreting into the ocean, into the river. Bottom line is, Shmuel turned around to Gavra and said, Gavra to Karna, Gavra Rebbe Kossi Marav, a great man is coming from the west, and I can see he has stomach issues. The Kodola Mayi, the Kabuli Apikaman, the water is rising, where Rashi learns to surround him around him so that he shouldn't, nobody should see what is happening. So I want you to zeal Tehila Kankane. I want you to know whether he's worthy of my time. Go check out the barrel, whether it's good wine or whether it's vinegar. I want you to come back and tell me if it's good or no good. Ozlash Rabbi went, and he found, sure enough, Rab was disembarking. Amalei, he walked straight over to Rab. Doesn't even say he said Shalom Aleichem. He said right away, Menayin Shen Koisin Tefillin Eli Gabi Oy Behemet Tomato. How do you know you're going only on that kosher animal? Amalei, he said to him, it's a pasuk. See what it says, the Mantia Trade Hashem Reficha. The reason why I want you to put The reason why I want you to put on Tefillin is so that the Trade Hashem should be Bepicha. And another, what do we bepicha? To tell you, it's something that you can put in your mouth. Minamut bepicha. So that's how we know it has to be a kosher animal. So menayin the dam, I said, a totally separate question. How do you know blood shu adam? You know, the different shades of blood that we had in Nida. And we said they're all a shade of red. How do you know it has to be red? Shenemar. It says in the pasuk that vayiru moyev meneged, and what moyev saw standing opposite them, es hamayim adumim badam, that the border was red with blood. So we see the blood is red. Menayin the milu shavayis makam. How do you know where to mala somebody? It doesn't say in the Torah where. Nemakan orlosoi. It says over here, psar orlosoi. And by Avram. Venema lahalun, it says by a tree, the first 3 years is orlosoi. That you baral temar losa. Is mala halun dovash oisapri. Just like there's something that bears fruit. Avkan dovashapri. The part of the person, of a human, that bears fruit. So that's how we know where to do a bris. Maybe means the heart, because we find the pasuk. See what it says. Umar termes orlas levavchem. And then the dvarim. Ema oznoi. Maybe means the ear. See, we find another pasuk where it says hine orlas oznam. Regarding the ear, it says orlo oznam. So the answer is donin orlas soi. Tama, the complete word orlas soi. The complete word orlas soi. When it talks about a bris, it says orlas soi. And we learn that from the Baalar to Marlosai, which again it says the complete world Arlosai. The ain't done Arlosai Tama, the complete world Arlosai, Arlas, which is incomplete. Amalei Rav Sorei, the guy wasn't nice to him. He was just testing him, and he was very offended. Mai Shimcha, what's your name? He said, Karna. Amalei Hei Rav, should be the Tefele Karna Be'enei. You should have a growth in your eye, which is what happened. So Rav was dishing out curses right, left, and center. We'll see. L'soif Eile Shmuel Beise, when Karna came back and reported to Shmuel that Rav was a big time of Chacham, Shmuel invited him to his house. Shmuel was a doctor, as Rashi says over here. So Oichlin Named, he gave him to eat bread from barley, with kosa de harsana, and that the fish that you cook with there with flour and everything. The Ashkaya Shikana gave him to drink beer. The Achla basic, he said, these are all things that cause him diarrhea, and you didn't show him where the bathroom is. Kehecha de l'shtalshel, in order that he should sit there and let it settle down so he can go to the bathroom. Meanwhile, Rav was in terrible pain. Liat Rav, Rav cursed now Shmuel. The Omar, and he didn't realize that Shmuel was doing it for his benefit. The one who caused me all this pain, should never have a son. Shmuel had daughters. Shmuel did not have a son. Once he gave a curse, even though later he realized it for his own benefit, and we learned elsewhere that Shmuel, that Rav since then gave that cheddes to Shmuel because he realized Shmuel was a doctor. Even though Rav was older and greater, he gave him the due respect that he deserved. Anyone write to Ketanoi, this that we discussed before, one of the things is that Machlek Ketanoi, Menayin the Milish, where is the Mokam, Hano Mila, where it is, Shinem, Rakan Alosai, it says Alosai, Nem, Rakan Alosai, by, it says there, by, Aral Tamar Alosai, by a tree, Mala Halon Dovash Oisapri, where it bears fruit, Afkan Dovash Oisapri, where it bears fruit, Divi Rabbi Eishia. Rab Nosson says, Ain't a Tzadik, you don't need that. Hari Oim, it says, Aral Zohar, it says the Posse, Aral Zohar, that if you don't mala or losa, you get killed. Ashelo yimelipsar or losa. So it says zocher, rim zocher. Mokum shenike bezachus lenakvos. The place where you can that distinguishes a male from a female. So we learned. Koisvin tefillin agabi or behemot tohida. We learned in the Braisa, you can write tefillin only on the skin of a kosher animal. The gabi or chaya tohida or even a kosher chaya. The agabi or neveilos v'treifish len. Also on the oir of an neveila. And a treifa. As long as it's a kosher animal, we don't care if it died in a way that you can no longer eat it, it's still, you can use that. So the Gemara, v'nikrochais, v'saron, and you wrap them up in their own hair from these animals, v'nitforis, and you sew them, begid them with sinus. And Allah Sinai is, sha'tfilin nikrochais b'saron, and you have a hair around it, v'nitforis begidin, and that you sew them with these sinus. Aval in koisim, you do not write. Lo gabi oy behem betmeya and a non-kosher animal. Lo gabi chay tmeya and a non-kosher animal. It's a loymir. Al gabi oy neveil tzayfish land. Surely a non-kosher animal died on its own. Surely you're not allowed to. Ve'ini krochim besaran only zehir. Ve'ini far begin nor their sinews. Ve'zu she'il shol by susi echad Rabbi Shua Garsi by susim and zlukim with the two talmidim of Antignus. And sometimes I never really follow what the difference between the two movements were. Just because they're different rebbes, so they just called them the different names, or there's actually a different shitta. Because we find some of the debates that we have in the Gemara are with Baisusim, and some of the debates we have in the Gemara are with Zdukim. And sometimes the Baisusim are more respectful than the Zdukim. But this Baisusi asked Rabbi Shua HaGarsi, which could be the standard Rabbi Shua we had in Gemara B'chaydus, he was the one who knew how to answer all these people. Menayin, how do you know Shem Koshim Filin Lagab or Behem to Mehayin? You cannot write Filin on a kosher animal. The Chesiv, because he said, Lamatir Shem Beficha, you have to have the Iliad. But Dover Hamutim Beficha. So this guy asked, let me ask if so, I'll gabi oin nevel trefe da yichka kosmu, and also on the oir nevel trefe. Since you cannot eat it, even though from a cow, let's say, but it died on its own, or if it's a trefe that you made, a human, al yichtu, you shouldn't write it. You shouldn't write it. You shouldn't write on it because it's not mutar b'picha. I'll explain to you. Two people. Two people who had to be killed to the king. Echad hargu mechon, the king himself decided to kill him. The echad hargu ispaklita, the executioner killed him, the hangman. Eizem meshuba, which person is more chashiv? Have you aimed? Is that the king killed? So the kosher animals, this we kill kosher animals, and then there's an avela that dies on its own. So it's, if a regular kosher animal is kosher, surely an avela. For writing tefillin, surely the veil is. Teish already asks, what about a treifer that you shechted and you messed up? Teish answers, once we know that the veil is good. So obviously, menamutu bepicha doesn't mean that this particular animal you have to eat. It means the species. So therefore, we know treifer as well. So the guy asks a very obvious question. Let me ask him, so why can't we eat the veil as a treifer? The Abish is going to kill the, let's eat the veil. I'm not saying this, let's say, call the veil. And you say you should eat it. Omale kalum, you are right. You don't find it often that the Zdukim concede at the end. They run away. Here, he prays him. Kalum, I'm not sure what the origin of that word is, but actually it means very valid what you said. The reason why this it seems by Susi thought that a trefer should be kosher is on the contrary, and is because the question, what is the purpose of animals? So since in the beginning of mankind no one was allowed to eat an animal, so it sounded like that other should eat an animal to know it was matter. It sounded like the purpose of animals is not to be eaten, consumed, but just to be on its own. It's only a dependent thing. So the chayda, an avela, is chasher than a regular animal. However, Rabbi Shua, basically his answer was that the main purpose of animals after Noach and after Matayda is so we eat it and we elevate it. And therefore, it has to, the only time that it really has the validity is when it's when you can eat it. And that's why, and maybe that's part of the discussion. And in Mishnah, ain oisin hilmi b'shabbos. You're not going to make hilmi in Shabbos. Hilmi is a mixture of salt and water, and something you put oil in it and you put a ton of salt. And it's mainly used for preserving, for marinating, and so on. Avloi says meimel. Meimel he allowed to. We'll more explain what the difference is. The toivel ben pita, you can dip your bread in there, and v'neisin l'tachatavshon, or you can also put it into food. Omer b'yeisi v'alo hilmu b'merumu. What's a chilek if you put a lot of salt, a little? So what's the difference? If one is asa, the other one should be asa. Otherwise, you're making people are going to be confused. V'eilehei meimelach hamutarin. What is now the Mishnah goes back. So which meimelach can you make? Nice and shemen, if you want to mix oil in as well. The first thing is weaken the power of the salt. So either shemen lechatchilim, I put oil into the water first. So then when you put the salt in already, it becomes weaker. Or put the oil directly in the salt. But if you put the water in the salt first, then it already has the strength. And it's like, and the melacha we're talking about here is tanning. This is how you tan, so the melacha comes under ma'abed. Think about my comment. What are we saying here? What's hilmi? What's the difference hilmi in meimelach? I'm going to be the mishmur. I'm going to ain't noisy meimelach merubin. You know, I make a lot of salt and water. I will noisy meimelach merubin, but small dose you allowed to. I'm going to be noisy valu hilmi meimelach merubin. What's the chiluk mean a lot or a little? Yiboilu. First, we ask a question. What's the basic saying? So is he coming to say that everything should be treated like a little and should be mutter, or is he coming to say everything should be treated like a lot to be also? Lesser lahati, they come to asa to matter. I'm going to be huda lahati. Adversely, they come to matter. But like Tony, it doesn't say that yisi oisa. The following is a salt and mutarin is a raya that Rabbi Yehi is asim. Mechal Rabbi Yehi le'esa comes to asa. El Rosh le'esa comes to asa. Mechal Rabbi Yehi le'esa to asa. Time we learned ain oisim meimelach merubin. You don't make a lot of salt water. Let's say it's l'toicha kavoshin. You don't make a lot of salt. You don't put a lot of salt into the water to put into vegetables because you want to marinate it. Chapter gister we learned before is a clay shard. And they had, you know, they didn't throw it away. They used to use it for these kind of purposes. Let's say to pickle vegetables. Aval oisu hu meimelach mu'atin. You do make a small amount of meimelach. Ve'oichel behen pitoy. And you can eat your bread. Ve'noisen fechatavchel. And you can put it into food. Omer Rabbi Yisi said, Rabbi Yisi, v'chim p'nei shalol merubin, v'alol mu'atin, alol sun l'mu'atin. Why should it be mutter asad? Either those, all the dinner should be uniform. Yainu, people will say, Malach merubah surah, Malach muat muat. So they'll say, every law on Shabbos. Okay, if you do it in a big way, it's also. Small way, it's mutter. No, elu ve'elu surah. People, it's too complex, and therefore just, it's much easier to make one uniform law. It's always also. The elu hemei melech ha-mutarim, and which is the kind that's mutter? Noisin shemen u'melech, you put in oil together with the salt, or shemen u'mayim, oil with the water, or bevajri u'mayim melech ha-tchil, but don't put water and salt in the first instance together. Because you want to weaken the ability of the salt to do the marinating and so on. Because the oil does not allow the salt to really dissolve very well with the water, mix very well, so it weakens the salt water power. Make strong salt water. What's the definition of strong salt water? The water is so thick that an egg will float on it. And how much is that? 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. What purpose would you have so much salt? So we would say that would be for the muraisa, the brine of fish. And the Rashi said we're talking about salting 3 or 4 pieces at a time, because that's not the way of eating, that's more like preserving long term or marinating long term. And what it does, what the salt and what the salt does is, or not so much matter, but the salt does here is it hardens it. And therefore, it's like a tikkun. It's like you say, you're not allowed to salt, you know, cucumbers a long time before because it causes the sweat. In other words, when the salt causes it to transform into something or make a change, that is forbidden. And Rashi said, we do a number of pieces at a time. Radishes also, but bay mutaris and egg is permitted. I used to salt my radishes. Amina, I thought, I am ruining it. Shmuel said, pugli churfe mali, radishes are good only when they're really sharp, and salt takes away that sharpness. Kiven shemano, I heard he also ulu came, but I said my rav in Israel, molchi, they used to salt kishri. They used to have piles and piles of radishes and salt. And lo, salting is not bad. Is mimlechle. I no longer salted it. And Rashi says over here, he no longer salted two at a time, because I guess when it comes to radishes, maybe he would only eat one at a time, and two already is like preparing, it's like more malacha. And other people used to do three or four at a time for a malacha, so I guess different people. But dipping, he would dip. And it was one at a time. You know, it's a normal way of eating. He would salt it and put it in his mouth. Funny, or salted, not only dipping. If not for the outer shell, and in your, they would never get out of your stomach. And what we mean by an egg is the yolk is the white around the yolk, and even it's not really a klipa, but it surrounds the yolk. I guess we're talking about a hard boiled egg. A hard boiled egg, if you eat just the yolk on its own, maybe it's not so good for you. It sits in your stomach for a long time. But if you eat together with the white part, it's much better. It never happened that a person sank in Yam HaMelech, because so the water is so, is, you know, buoys the body. Amar Yosef, Hafochas Daim, turns Daim around, Vahafucha Mila, and turn your words around. What do you say? Gavra Leitava, people don't drown in Yam HaMelech, but Kashur Leitava, but a beam does drown. Nothing drowns there. Omar Abaya said, let me boy come, what he meant, he didn't mean and to negate a beam. A beam for sure. Lom the boy, we don't have to mention a beam. Lom the boy should have beamed after the Bukhomi Meshoilam, all the waters in the world, like Tava won't drown. A lafilu gavra person. The Tava Bukhomi Meshoilam will drown, the Yam the Dame, like Tava will not drown in this dome because of the thickness. Lamai Navkimina. What's the difference? The Ravin Havi Shakov Azul Achide the Rabimia good to the Yam's Daim. Ravin was following Rabimia on the shore of the Yam's Daim. Umble Maul and Mamshi Mahani by Shabbos. Can you wash yourself with this water on Shabbos? You know, you're not allowed to do medicines on Shabbos. And anything which is obvious in medicine you're not allowed to do. And why can't you do medicine on Shabbos? It's a tangent, a corollary of the Malach of Teichen grinding. Because in those days all medicines that has to crush and grind them. So anything which looks like a medicine we also banned on Shabbos, which is obviously a medicine. And it seems that the water of Zdaim would, the water part of it, would be very therapeutic for their eyes. Even though we always learn that salt, how bad it is, that's why you wash your hands, my machreinim, but it seems that the water, not just the salt, if the water part of it is actually very therapeutic. So he asked him, can I wash my eyes with it on Shabbos? Omele Shapidami. You're allowed to do that because maybe people, when people see you taking some of the water, they think you're just washing some dirt off your face. They don't necessarily conclude that you're doing it for therapeutic reasons, because the whole thing is only exerted because of shchikasam money, grinding the different spices. But if you medicines, but if it doesn't even look like what you're doing is medicinal, then it's all right. Well, you ask a question: what a ma'ul and maimis mitzvah? Can I close my eyes shut and then open them up again so that the water sort of goes into the eye? I want water to go in therapeutic. I'm a zulu shemaiti. I didn't hear that directly, but b'kiyetsu shemaiti. I heard similar principle. Anything that you do which makes it obvious you're doing it for medicine, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And if you're opening and closing your eyes while you're washing it, usually you just close your eyes. If you're opening and closing, it seems clearly you want the water to go into your eyes. And that looks like medicine. That's forbidden. Amen Chad, one of them said, Yayin b'toicha yayin asad. To put wine into your eye is forbidden. Why? Because clearly you're doing it for medicine purposes. But al-gaba ayin mutter. But to put it on top of the eye, you're allowed to, because people say you're just washing something off your face. Even though I guess that's how often you use wine to wash your face, but that's what people can assume. The Chadam reik tuffel, saliva, the first thing in the morning you wake up, it has nothing else in there, so it's very strong. Even on top of the iron is forbidden. because it's very clean. You wouldn't use, because it has a very bad odor. You wouldn't use it unless it's for therapeutic. And this time I can conclude, Avud Shmuel Domei Yadrayno, so maybe we simply don't know who said what. We can conclude the father Shmuel Domei said that the wine inside the eyes are set up, Al Gaba Ayin Mutter, on top of the eyes Mutter. How do I know that? But Amar Shmuel said, Shoyda Odom Peter Beyayin, a person can soak his bread and wine. The Noistly Al Gaba Ayin, Bishabbos, Shmuel said that a person can soak his bread and wine and place it on top of his eye on Shabbos. That's what Shmuel once said. That on top of the eye you can. Now Shmuel Ma, who would he have heard it from? Lav, he probably heard it from the Shmuel Ma, from his father. I mean, his father made a distinction whether it's in the eye or whether it's above the eye. So therefore, it's his father who said it. Nothing to do with saliva. And Levi's the one who said saliva. Says, what if your whole basis is, because Shmuel said something that sounds similar to his father, let me ask you a question. Shmuel said elsewhere, reik tofel, spit, that has not been activated when you first thing you wake in the morning. I feel like Gabbana says also on top of the eye. He would have heard that from his father. I mean, his father said both sayings. So what did Levi say? The Shemila, who did you hear from me? The Shemila, his father, Levi said nothing. Why can't you say one of them heard from his father? And one of them heard from Levi. We just don't know. Which one you heard from his father? Which one you heard from Levi? A person's allowed to soak certain kind of things at a Shabbos, which makes a paste you put on your eye, but I'm not sure what kilodin is, what the components are. The nason agabi ain't of Shabbos. Since you did it at a Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on top of your eyes. Why? So it actually explains, interestingly, there's two problems with medicine. One is for other people who are watching, observing, what do they see? Do they see you taking medicine, therefore they'll think you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? Or they see you just, I'm washing your face. And another thing is for you yourself. That you yourself should realize you're not doing it for medicine. That you shouldn't crush medicine on Shabbos. So Rashi says, by you soaking it ahead of Shabbos, the fact that we make you soak it ahead of Shabbos, so for you yourself it raises a heckin that you cannot take medicine on Shabbos. There's no point in making exeter for him, and so on and so forth, because he knows already that you have to take all these precautions. And anybody else that sees it, all they think he's washing his face. So this colloidin, this paste that you put it soaking ahead of Shabbos, the Nathan Al Gav Ain of Bishabas, you can put it on top of your eyes on Shabbos. The Ain of Choshish, and we're not worried. Bar Levoy, have a Koika made a Marukva. He saw that he was standing before Marukva, who, if you remember, we learned that Marukva was the Av Bezman in the times of Shmuel. Chazi, he saw the Havi Mayitz Upasach. He saw that Marukva was opening and closing his eyes. Omar Lacey said to him, even though Shmuel allowed you to put this on top of your eye, but not to open and close your eyes, because then it's clearly everybody can watch. Why do you want it to go into your eye? So obviously, it's a medicine. That you cannot do. Rabbi Yani sent to Marukva a message, Lishadalon Mar Mahana Kaloidin, the Mar Shmuel. Send us these kiloyin that Shmuel spoke about. Shmuel said that you're allowed to soak kiloyin erev Shabbos. Shmuel would have said that didn't. And you live in his city and you're close to him. Send us some of these kiloyin. Shalach lei. So he sent to him, Shadurim Shadar, look, I will send to you the tamer tzar ayin ana. I don't want you to go ahead and accuse me of being stingy. I don't want to send to you. Ella, but you should know, what does Shmuel actually say? Toiva, you want the kaleidin, you think the kaleidin is such a wonderful thing, and you have to soak it out of Shabbos, so you want to have some kaleidin. She said, look, you asked me for kaleidin, I'm going to send it to you, so you shouldn't accuse me of being stingy. But despite I'm sending to you, I want you to know a fact, that there's something better than kaleidin, and it's much easier and much more accessible. And what is that? Because Shmuel said, the same Shmuel, because Shmuel was a doctor, so he was saying all of these things. Toiva tipas tzoyin shachis, that it's better to have one drop of cold water in the morning. It's in the morning, put cold water in your eyes, and in the evening to wash your hands and face with hot water. It's better than the cold kiloidish, which is more therapeutic than all the kiloidin and medicines in the world. The most simple things in life are the best things. We learned, it's better one drop of cold water in Shachris, it's more therapeutic than anything in the world. Hu hayom, he would say, and if you don't wash Negel Masa in the morning,
He says, Yad l'ayin, if your hand touches your eye before you wash your hands, tikotzitz. It should be cut off because there's a ruach ra that settles on your hand. When we go to sleep at night, there's a ruach ra on our hand. And it causes all these dysfunctions. So therefore, you shouldn't touch any parts of your body before you wash negavasa. So yad la'ayin, if your hand touches your eye before negavasa, tikotzitz, chop it off. It's one of the reasons why you have negavasa by the bed. Yad l'chaitim, if your hand touches your nose before you wash negavasa, tikotzitz, cut it off, chop it off. Yad l'peh, if your hand touches your mouth, tikotzitz. And yad l'oizen, if your hand touches the ear, tikotzitz. Yad l'chasudah, if your hand touches a boil, tikotzitz. Yad l'amah, if you touch your male member, tikotzitz. Yad l'pitabas, in your anus, tikotzitz. You should cut it off. And here we're not talking about first thing in the morning, we're talking about generally. If you ever go to the bathroom, you should not touch any parts of your body until you wash outside after you finish the bathroom. Yad l'gigis, if you touch food or a barrel of beer before you wash negavasa, tikotzitz, because you have a ruach tumah that goes on it. Yad mesame. The reason is because your hand, if you touch your eye without washing negavasa, it blinds you. Yad machreshes. You touch your ear before you wash negavasa, it makes you deaf. And yad, and your hand, if it touches your mouth or your nose, myla pulipus, it causes a terrible bad odor. Rashi brings another opinion that Yad La'ama is not talking about Negavas at all, it's talking about the Gemara Nida we had, that a person shouldn't be touching because he can bring him to desires. Tanya, we learned, Rab Nosson says, Bas Chayden Hizu, the name of this Malach, which is very interesting, but the name of this shed is Bas Chayden, is a free spirit, is free. Umak Pedis, and therefore it hangs around, Ad Cheyichas Yadav Gimel Pamim, so you watch Negavas three times. So here we have the basis for Negavasa and the way we do it three times. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says that Puch, Rabbi Yochanan says that this thing called Puch, some kind of a paste, Ma'avir Bas Melech, pushes away this Bas Melech. The shed is called Bas Melech. What a name to give a shed, who causes Ruach HaTumah. Yeah, the princess. If you put this paste on, it gets rid of this bas melech that causes all of this damage we just learned about. Upoisek es adimah, stops the tears. Umar besia bafapayim, it makes you hairy on your eyebrows. Tanya lam hachir, Rabbi Yisi oime puch, this mixture called puch. Mavir bas melech, upoisek es adimah, it takes away the tears. Umar besia bafapayim, and it adds hair in the eyebrows. Just a few more lines. Maruk's name is Shmuel. Again, Shmuel was a doctor, so everybody's saying things in his name. Olin, some say means literally leaves, or it's the name of a certain kind of leaf. Ein grass. Ein behem mishum refuah. If you eat it, there's no refuah there whatsoever. It does not in any way cure your eyes. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Kuzbarta, he says that coriander, ein behem mishum refuah, doesn't help you at all. Omer Rav Sheshi says that kshus, we had before, was haps, ain't ben mishun refuah, also doesn't help you. Omer Rav Yosef, who was blind, says, kuzbarta, he says, this coriander, I feel the D, even me, that I'm zechayla blind, nevertheless, kosherly,